UN and African Union envoys met today to discuss the worsening conflict in Somalia. UN reports have indicated up to 400 foreigners engineered this week's violence in the capital city, Mogadishu, in an attempt to topple the government, which had been established as a result of reconciliation efforts. More than 100 civilians have been killed in fighting, and at least 30,000 people have fled their homes in Mogadishu. Irene Lagan spoke with Bishop Giorgio Bertin, Apostolic Administrator of Somalia, about hope for finding a way out of the conflict and providing relief to the displaced civilian population.
Unfortunately, in these fightings, it is not simply the people who are killed by random bullets or mortars, but those who are obliged to leave their homes to go again on so-called refugee or displaced camps, and who suffer because of sickness, diarrhea, etc. These are those who are not counted, but there are so many who have been dying. The effects are perverse on the population.
Now, is the church able to provide any charitable assistance?
No, we are not able, apart from we are continuing to assist some individuals and a school in Mogadishu. The problem is all presence of the church could be an obstacle for reconciliation. The hardliners, Islamic fundamentalists, linked a little bit with Al-Qaeda, this will take the presence of the church as a reason for them to fight the present government, who is composed of moderate Islamists.